Not a fan of wimpy talk? Us either. This show is for you. Join Dee and Kim for America's first unapologetic, unfiltered podcast and radio show. We party the right way on the airwaves around here. We talk about everything. Almost.
Almost.
Tune in to the world-renowned podcast and radio experience. Get unleashed. Unleashed. And it starts now.
National Convention.
Woo-hoo.
Man, this weekend was the wildest thing.
Wild and crazy.
That we will ever see in our entire life,
yes.
Probably. Okay? And I don't mean this with any comedy, and we're not going to do a lot of comedy today because it's serious business, you guys. It's only happened a few times. Most people out there listening don't even remember the last time. I do, but I was very young. But yes, this was even worse because it was live on TV for everybody and families to see. So
yes.
Anyway, we all know what happened over the weekend. The attempted, and I want to say it right, okay, it's not an incident, the attempted assassination on the president, the former president of the United States, arguably still the president of the United States to a lot of people in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't happen to any president, including Joe Biden. Let me get the show started by that.
Yes.
Nobody. No Obama. No whoever you were for or weren't for in the past. No. That's not the way we are.
No.
It's the one thing that Biden, even though he probably didn't read his press conferences, but whoever wrote them, that's the one thing they were correct about. We don't assassinate people in America.
No, we don't.
We don't. That's not what we do.
We were raised better than that.
That's what third world countries for real do, okay? Are we headed that direction? God, I hope not, and we pray not.
Right.
We prayed over the weekend, and we're continuing prayers for everybody that was involved in the major attempted freaking, I hate to even say it like that, but anyway, you know,
yeah.
The major, there was a fire chief, 50 years old, incredible guy, the whole community there in Butler, Pennsylvania, talking about what a great guy he was. He died as a hero by jumping on top of his daughters and his wife.
God.
So they wouldn't die from
right.
This maniac.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. This maniac. Now on... Since it's early in the week still, and this stuff is still fresh, I'm not going to point fingers yet. The only fingers that we'll point are things that have already been opened up to the public. Of course, this will be an investigation forever, as it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, they should not close this investigation until the actual people of the United States completely know the freaking truth.
All of it.
Every single word of it. We can handle it, y'all.
Yes.
We can handle it.
And we need to know. We have a right to know.
We have all the rights to know. Because,
yeah.
You know what? I'm not saying they're going to do that, but they need to do that is what we're saying. Okay?
Right.
And we're going to call for it just like the Republican House is already calling for it. And the Secret Service has got a lot of hard questions to answer. I'm not talking about Trump's direct detail that jumped on top of him. That's the direct detail that travels with him. I'm talking about the entire department. Now it's being investigated by the entire FBI, and they don't have a great track record with investigating Trump. I mean, fairly. I'll just leave it at that, fairly.
Yeah.
So, Christopher Wray, get on it, dude. This
yeah.
is your chance to, this is a chance to redeem yourself a bit. So, Kim, what did you get into this weekend? Y'all had a big Trump flag day
Saturday. Earlier in that day, we went out and had a pretty successful flag waving day. We were over there near Castle Woods, Grants Ferry, Lakeland Drive. We had our flags out, honk for Trump. And boy, we got a lot of honks for Trump. I'm telling you, it's maybe like maybe three people that were, you know, not on board with what we were, you know, there to do. But most of the people were. We actually met some people that just came up and wanted to show support. This was started by Blake Bartlam with MS for Trump on YouTube. He has been wanting to really, you know, broaden. He's done some flag waving, like really more in his neighborhood with other friends and things like that. But, you know, we suggested that he may want to go out and broaden it and go out somewhere, you know, that has, you know, more people who can see what he's doing and see the support.
And hear me loud and hear me.
But they could see his, see the support for Trump, you know, visually and audibly. And there definitely was. I mean, we even had a Marine come up and, he had come up at the beginning and wanted to talk to Blake because he just, you know, he wanted to say how proud he was that he was getting out there and doing that. And then even came back up just before we were leaving to give him his cap from the Marine Corps. He says, now, Marines don't give away their hats, but he wanted to give Blake that hat because he was so inspired by him. So it was very successful. And like I said, he is 15 years old and we will be doing more of these. Probably the next one's going to be in about 3 weeks. On Saturday. We haven't gotten all the details yet, but I will be sending it out on SK and through my personal, you know, profiles. But so we were doing that the day of, the morning of,
right,
all of that happening. So, it, you know, it was kind of a wild and crazy day.
Yeah, I was sitting at home watching Trump speak live when it happened, and I, man, I mean, literally, it is, there's, first of all, I'm not a big person on luck. I'm just not. But whatever word you want to use in your world, there will not be any person that was more blessed or God was touching or luck, if you say it that way, than Donald Trump. Because of the timing of that shot and the centimeters that missed the part of your brain that kills you immediately.
It was...
By a AR style AR-556, which will take out somebody immediately. But here's the big deal, and everybody is going to be talking about this for years and years and decades. How does a person with a long gun get on a building 130 yards, which is not much further than a football field,
yeah,
get on a building 400 feet away from the President Trump speaking at a rally and slide up the top on the roof? First of all, how did he get on the roof? There's all kind of crazy different stories. Ladders, cops seeing him, not seeing him. I don't know yet. But
yeah, how this did, is definitely stuff. We don't, right, know it for sure.
But the question still is, even if it's outside the zone, as they call it, or inside the zone, he had explosives in the car, as they checked the car later. His father had purchased the AR style 556 for him under his name, and the shooter's name is Thomas. And listen, the point being is not how he got the gun. The point being is, how in the hell did he get on the roof 130 yards away?
Right.
Now, that's a hard shot to miss, even if you're not a person that shoots a gun. One of his former high school friends that was in high school with him just 2 years ago, because he's only 20, just 2 years ago, said that he was kind of a weird type person, you know, kind of stayed alone, blah, 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 so on and so on. But he was on the shooting team.
Hmm.
So either something scared him or Trump moved his head within an inch or both, which, again, that is what you call
a miracle.
An angel watching you.
Yeah. I mean, that was a miracle that, you know, I
mean, anybody that doesn't
so
believe in miracles,
close.
You do now. You should now. And you should believe in a miracle also if you've ever seen a baby born.
Yes.
If you don't, there's something wrong with you.
That's true. That's true. And I mean, the way Trump handled it, though, was what got me. I mean, no one else would have been able to handle it in the same way and be able to walk off and not scared to stand back up, you know, and...
Not scared at all.
Not scared. I mean,
he got straight up. He did the fist pump, fight, fight, fight for America. stand up for your rights, stand up for your freedom, and wanted to go back over and get on the mic. And of course they wouldn't let him, but I promise you he would have if they
He would have finished it out right there.
But
because he's a true gangster.
He is a true gangster at this point. Yes. I mean, really, the black and brown community, the Hispanic community, the Asian community, the white community, there's no color of people that don't respect the big dog now.
Okay? That's right.
And the black folks, they really jumping on it, okay? I mean, they're on top of it now.
I was not voting for Trump before. Hear me and hear me loud and hear me. Everybody, y'all listen to me. I say, a mic check, 1, 2. If I was not voting for Trump before, he got my vote now, bro.
Because he survived.
He got my vote now. He got my vote now.
they all saying it because, look, he's a big dog now. 50 Cent on concert Saturday night, playing a song and dedicating it to Trump and putting it up on the big screen. Kid Rock, of course. You know, we can't play his clips on this show. But no. You can find them because they're all out there. And so many different artists, country artists galore. I mean, there's a whole list of them that stopped their shows last night to even say prayer. What's that guy's name? Jason Aldean in the Small Town.
Yep.
Yeah, all those people were... Respect, y'all. It's respect. The horrifying thing about what happened over the weekend, and it is horrifying, is one of our, you know, we do this show from Mississippi, the podcast nationwide, of course, radio shows local. You know, the worst person in D.C. right now happens to be from our state. So,
no.
And that's just a bad taste in people's mouth, and I don't blame them.
Right.
It's Benny Thompson, y'all. One of his staffers put up really, really, really nasty,
sick
in the head, twisted comments about Trump, saying, you know, you missed, you may need to work on your aim or whatever it was.
For next time,
right.
I mean, and she, what gets me about that whole thing, did she not think that that was going to come back to bite her and bite him? I mean, did she think it was going to... Is she gonna slide by? I mean, I that whole thing just like stinks to high heaven.
It does. And of course Benny came out finally because he had no choice. I don't know that he wanted to, but he came out and fired this person that worked on his campaign. But there's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna need to be fired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
From top level all the way down. And people always say, well, why would the security type people not like Donald Trump? Because, you know, he's great when it comes to military and police. Because they're scared they're not going to have a career anymore when he becomes president, y'all. That's what it all is. They're all bureaucrats.
Yeah.
So that shows you. That shows you. They're all freaking bureaucrats. If you have a warm, fuzzy feeling about what happened Saturday, you're not my friend. Don't talk to me.
Oh, me neither.
If you're mad, upset, and prayed, and still praying, then yes, come on, let's talk. Let's talk.
I don't even care what side of the aisle you're on. Again, I would feel the same way if this was an attempt at Biden's life, if it was an attempt at Obama's life. Really, anyone that's being shot at or possibly being killed, I'm going to have the same reaction. It's sad and it shouldn't happen.
Right.
So.
And y'all remember that just not even a couple of months ago, Benny Thompson was the very person on the committee that brought up the bill or whatever the hell it was, where the Democrats tried to strip Donald Trump's Secret Service protections, just like they did to RFK Jr., which, by the way, that's wrong, too.
Yeah.
Because that man had his uncle and his father assassinated, people.
Right.
Assassinated. Now, damn, I don't agree with him on everything. I'll just tell you the truth.
No.
But I also completely don't agree with them not allowing him to have security. After what's happened to his family, seriously,
that just
shows
seems like
you.
A personal thing. Like, why?
Yeah, that
why
just shows
Why would
you
feel you. That way?
Anyway, Benny Thompson was the one that got all this started, y'all. Donald Trump Jr. said that his dad would be dead right now. Think about that. Donald Trump would be dead in the ground if the Democrats, along with the one leading the way, Benny Thompson, just last month had gotten this to pass where, no, they don't get any security detail. You know what, Benny? F you. That's what I got to say. Because it's BS. It's complete BS. And the Secret Service, if y'all ain't doing your job right, the director of the Secret Service, the DEI queen, then y'all need to go too, because there's a lot more important things going on in life right now than DEI. It's talking about saving
everything
people's
else.
Lives, right?
Everything else is more important than DEI.
So do your jobs, y'all. Do them. Do them and do
your
them.
Your thoughts on this, Dan? Just continue where you left off on the reaction here.
So again, open security questions right now. And this is why, again, I think the Secret Service, the PR, Anthony Guglielmi, has to be very careful about what they put out. You know, he says in his ex post, and you can read it yourself, you don't need to hear it from me, that they deployed these extra resources and technology. Okay, well, which ones? You're telling me the best technology you have was deployed and you missed a shooter 130 yards? Say it was 200 yards. The Secret Service CS team, Pete, the counter-sniper teams, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure those two guys are Secret Service. We have to remember that we don't always... When we go to New York sometimes with high-level protectees, we'll use NYPD ESU counter-sniper. So I'm not really sure. Either way, they'd still be briefed in. The question we have to ask is, if that's the best technology we have, and we had a CS team up there with a shooter that, you know, we're trained out to 1,000 yards in the Secret Service with the counter-sniper team, how did they miss someone at most, you know, one-fifth of the way there? It doesn't make any sense. And even worse, it's broad daylight on a white roof, so...
Man, yeah. Dan Bongino, not only does he know what he's talking about, been there, done that, y'all.
Yeah.
For years.
I say he has the right to speak about it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and he didn't do this for just a couple of months or something, or for, he didn't even just do it for one term, y'all. He did it for three terms. he knows. And the Secret Service outfit agency, along with all the other agencies in America, have become too concerned with the other crap.
Yes.
The Democrat-led, far-left agenda crap. And they drop the bomb on things when people may get shot, whether it's a president or not at this point.
Weren't they worried more about the color of ties?
Yeah, something like that. So stupid.
Yeah, that's what we're... Sent out multiple memos, apparently, about what color tie to wear or you couldn't wear.
It's so stupid that...
that's going to save his life.
I know that we, the people, can learn a lot from this guy, talking about Bongino, and from Trump.
Yeah.
Because those photos that were taken will go down in history as unbelievable, okay? I mean, unreal. They will go down in history, y'all, as just big-time history. Yeah. Every single network has not talked about one thing except this for the entire weekend before the beginning of the week, which is the start of the RNC.
Yes.
I was so happy to see that Elon Musk fully endorses President Trump now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At first, he wasn't fully on board, but now the richest, and one could say one of the smartest people ever, gets it right.
Yes.
He's endorsing Trump because he understands, y'all.
And Trump's ready to move past this. Let's go. Let's keep going. Not let this stop him. I mean, the clip of the guy from Fox News that talked about what Donald Trump said whenever he called him and he was asking him what he'd like to, you know, say out to his supporters and everything. And I mean, it's all about his supporters. It's nothing about him. And I mean, it got that guy. I mean, he kind of got emotional about that. I was like, you got to sit and think about this. This guy just had his life almost end right there on stage, and he's worried more about his supporters. And I mean, that's going to change a lot of people's thoughts about him. I'm telling you, it already is.
It is, and listen, the only thing that I agreed with Joe Biden on. And again, like I said, he probably didn't write any of this, but whoever wrote it for him, is that, you know, assassinations or attempts of assassinations. We can't have that, y'all. I mean, we got to tone this crap down, okay? I don't care who you are. I don't care who you voted for. Or, hell, maybe you didn't vote at all. It doesn't matter. We can't have assassination attempts on anybody for running for any office.
Yeah.
Because that takes away the core of our country, y'all.
Of who we are.
Exactly. That takes away the core of who we are. We're not those people, y'all. You might get some people try to tell you that or sell you that, but we're not those people.
Yeah, we can try to get people out of office by voting them out and by talking about them and talking to people about them and, hey, you know what he did, blah, blah, blah. But this is not the way to do it. And in fact, especially like right now, it's actually pushing people even more towards Trump. So, I mean, it really, a lot of times, is very counterproductive to what you were intending to do by taking him out physically.
Right.
So.
But, you know, and I will say this, just a dig at the Democrats, because, you know, I'm going to have a few. Mm-hmm. But imagine this, 100 million pissed off Republicans right now, but zero cities destroyed.
Right. I mean, that's the truth. Because we know how to play the game as far as that goes. We play it here in the arena.
And we vote.
And we vote. That's how it's set up.
You know, you can disagree. And look, if you know, Biden called Trump afterwards, I'm sure he did. That's fine. You know, that's fine. Whatever. I'm not going to sit here and slam the old guy that don't know what he's doing anymore, because he's been slammed enough. But, people forget when we're talking about the Democrat Party, it's not the personal, it's the crazed part of the Democrat Party that's lost their mind. They have the biggest voices. They're the far left lunatics that do not know what they're talking about. They're clueless, and all they care about is indoctrinating the young people, the old people, the middle-aged people, and everybody into their far left ideology. That's what they are.
Yeah.
That's what they've become. And maybe Joe Biden probably didn't used to be that way. Who freaking knows? I don't care. But Joe Biden is not fit to be president. We all know that. They're lying and covering for him. Yeah. That's not cool either. He'll probably get kicked out of the race. I don't know that he will or not. But, you know, they don't care. They just want power. I mean, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And it's just been such a bizarre, crazy, insane. The kickoff of the RNC, y'all, the kickoff of the RNC convention is right now at the beginning of the week, and all this happened over the weekend. But I want to...
starting to the week.
I just hope that everybody still stays on the agenda, but no violence, y'all.
No.
On either side, please.
No, because that's what they're trying to... To be honest with you, they want... A Trump supporter to go crazy.
They do.
They really do. So don't play into that.
No, don't let them win, y'all. Don't let them win by some... Don't mess our country up and not allow people to vote for Trump because of a stupid, idiotic temper tantrum, whether you're Republican or not.
Right.
Or if you're just independent. Don't do it. I mean, don't.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. It's crazy. Also, locally here, MSGOP, a lot of people are going to be in Milwaukee this week. We want to definitely pray for them and make sure they're good and safe and all. I know the security has been ramped up to the max. Mike Johnson and them went and voted on another package to even ramp the security up even more, because Wisconsin is a carry state, period. You can carry a gun there.
Yes.
Now, you can't, obviously, in the actual RNC convention, but surrounding it, it is quite legal. And I'm not even against that, but it's true. So, just everybody out there, we want them to be safe, secure. And even if you're a Democrat just going to check out what's going on, I would say the same thing about you.
Exactly. Okay? Everybody needs to be safe.
So, idiots will be idiots, y'all. People that have lost their mind for whatever reason are indoctrinated. This kid, we don't know. We don't know what happened to him when he was young. You know, It doesn't matter if he was a registered Republican and donated to the Democrat PAC and all this, that, and the other. And he's dead now. So we're never going to know.
Yep, never going to know.
Okay, we're just not going to know. And that's just all there is to that. So there's going to be 1 billion conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you don't have the right to do that, because you do. That's fine. But just remember, you never know, because the person's not alive to tell you the truth.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you just got to be, you know, you just got to be careful about also what you hear and what reports you hear too, because there are a lot of conspiracy theories flying around right now.
Just like the trolls that put up the first poor guy's picture on, now he's, you know, forever be stained with that, and he wasn't even the right person.
Right. I mean, Jesus. We need to do our research first before we start talking about stuff.
All right, we're unleashed. It's Kim and D and Kim.
Yeah.
Hope y'all have a fantastic week. We're going to take a quick short break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I mean, nowhere.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's Unleashed. It's Uninhibited. Hey, Kim.
Hey, D.
We are part of the Republican Party, y'all. And we do mean the conservative party, okay?
And we do party the right way.
We party the right freaking way. Thanks, everybody, for joining into this show. You got all kind of shows that Kim's involved in. You got a list of them.
I got my hands at everything.
You got a list of them. What are they again?
Okay. Well, they are Monday and Thursday. It's going to be us right here, Unleashed Duet, Kim and Dee, from 6:30 to 7:30. Then on Tuesdays and on Fridays to end the week out, we have our show, Frank and Kim's Really Big Show.
Really, really big show.
Really, really big show from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And then on Wednesdays, we have just a way to get your morning going good with some, you know, some interesting stories and just kind of chit-chatting around. Therese Appel here, our public information officer, she hosts with a lot of times a special guest. But like last time, it was with me.
It was with Kim.
It was with me. And at the same time, 6:30 to 8.
Kim's on every show.
Yeah, I got my hands in everything. I have said it's a hostile takeover. It's not very hostile.
Right.
But it is a takeover.
Oh, man. And again, welcome back, y'all. This was a crazy weekend. I will tell you that. This past weekend was insane. And the RNC, stay on point this week, you guys. We're following Agenda 47, and we're not following the ridiculous Project 2025 that the Democrats are trying to say that we are.
No.
Because that's just a horse, you know what?
Manure.
Bull manure.
Bull manure.
Because that's what that is. Horse.
Yeah, that.
Man, but
fill in the blank.
You know, some of that crazy stuff that went down at the attempted assassination of Donald Trump on Saturday. It will go down in history. 7/13 will be remembered that way.
Yes, it will.
Anyway, there was also some local Associated Press and maybe Citizen Free Press that had reported on a local police officer that climbed up to the route and then retreated after Thomas Crooks pointed the rifle at the officer. But, I mean, if you're a trained person working an event where a former president of the United States of America, I don't understand why that guy didn't get taken out then. I wasn't there. I don't know the whole story, and nobody else does. But on some level, there was a failure on this whole thing.
Yeah,
on
obviously.
This whole thing, this whole umbrella of security. I don't know who specifically, but on some level, there was a failure throughout these different agencies and these different departments. Now, I don't know if it was whoever personally, but generally speaking, this can't happen here, y'all. The odds of it happening are going to be easy if they keep allowing stuff like this happen. We don't want any more of this ever.
No.
It hasn't happened in 43 years since Reagan, but the technology's so good now that
it seems like they wouldn't.
That this past Saturday, this shouldn't or couldn't happen with the technology.
Well, I mean, like
in
the same, because Dan Bongino had brought up in that same clip that they had, I mean, they should have been like deploying drones and stuff to like cover the crowd. Like, did they have it and it miss, how would it miss that? Like, there's stuff that, that can be done that's usually done. And was that another ball that was dropped, you know?
Right. And listen, all these so-called news organizations, these mainstream media, when it happened, you know, ABC refused to even mention that shots were fired at first. God. I mean, these people, y'all. Washington Post, almost immediately after Trump was shot, his head was freaking bleeding, y'all, and Secret Service agents surrounded him as he was whisked away from the stage. But they still didn't mention that it was a... somebody shot at him or it was assassination. They just, they can't, they have to.
When we say lie. That if you listen to mainstream media, they're lying to you. This, I mean, this is a huge example.
Right.
You do not get the truth.
You know what? When they leave out important information, then that's a lie. Remember that.
Exactly.
They either lie when they say certain information, but when they leave out pertinent information, that's a lie too.
Because typically you're looking at that article or you're watching that channel to get the news to know what's going on. And I mean, they are purposefully, you know, they're purposefully leaving stuff out.
Yes, they do. And they do that for ratings, but I guess what they don't realize is that's bad for ratings.
It's really bad for ratings.
I mean, check CNN's ratings lately.
I mean, just tell the truth. That's the thing. Just tell the truth.
Yeah.
It's gonna be better.
How about everybody start telling the truth? Man. Damn.
Come on now. It's the easiest thing to do. Because lying, you gotta think of another lie to cover a lie. And I mean, you're just getting a little spider web of things. Why don't you just tell the truth?
I'll tell you, I was blown away to hear that Nikki Haley has not only been invited now to the RNC, but she is speaking now. So.
Why?
I don't know. Because
that's a little weird.
The only thing that I can think of, because Trump is actually a nice guy, is he's going to try to do everything possible to unify the party right now. But after this weekend, it needs it, y'all. I don't know that it needs it bad enough to have Nikki Haley speaking.
That's my thoughts, but you know.
But that's probably the reason. If I had to totally guess, which is all I'm doing.
Yeah.
But yes, she is speaking, and you know. Whatever, I'm not gonna. And she did instruct, which may or may not work, probably won't work, because a lot of her voters were probably Democrats, her delegates to go ahead and vote for Trump. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see. All we know, though, is right here in Mississippi, we look at Trump like this, direct quote from the Mississippi GOP. The man is a fighter. The man does not and will not cower. The man will continue to sacrifice for America and will make America great again.
Amen.
And that, my friends, is the truth.
Yes.
And you can take that one to any bank. And everybody knows that now, too, y'all. Anybody that didn't know that, they know it. They know it. And they know it.
They have to know it now. I mean, it's everywhere. And I mean, everybody gets it now. I'm except for the people that were injured and the one guy that died. I mean, the outcome for Trump in this is only positive. I mean, so he got out of the hospital last night and he went to a UFC fight. That's what was crazy to me too. Like, I mean, that's just yeah. That is all kinds of crazy in a good way.
And I mean, there's audio and video footage out there of this goony goo goo that shot Trump. I mean, and he was just, like I said, just at the Ag building, which is just, I mean, literally, it's just like a damn convenience store next door to a McDonald's. It's that close. Why didn't the police get him? He's obviously not right in the head, y'all. Okay? Yeah, you can't even understand what he's saying.
Nope.
He's just screaming, okay? He's screaming. He's a screaming fool. Repeatedly. Wow. He's definitely mentally disturbed, okay? And I mean, that's just
that should have been a very, you know, that should have been insight to, I mean, his mental state. I mean, at least somebody to watch.
Right. Mm. Just, you know, look.
And that here. You said that was right outside? That was like that day?
Yeah.
Yeah. God. I mean, come on.
And then they also found explosives in the guy's van, which had an Arizona license plate. He lives in Pennsylvania with his parents, so I don't know the whole deal, but all of that will be investigated thoroughly by every. I wonder how many documentaries will be out in the next 3 months.
Oh my gosh! Hopefully they've researched it enough and not putting it.
But there will be a lot out. There will be a lot of documentaries yeah. that come out, and
we're going to hear about this for the rest of our lives.
Exactly. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't, because we should, yes. because it's that important to our nation and to our country, and to really get a grasp on mentally illness and mental ill people, and whatever their background is, it doesn't matter. If they're mentally ill, they're mentally ill. I mean, right. it's just that simple. Whatever caused that, I don't know the answer to that, but it's not right, it's not cool, and there's something not clicking, y'all. Mm-hmm. Not clicking. It's phenomenal.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's phenomenal the amount of black and brown people and everybody coming together, though, around Trump, because they can see now that what this man's been through, the trials, the courts, the impeachments, the 12 years of hell, okay?
Yeah.
Not just a few years, y'all. This has been going on for over a decade.
Oh, wow.
Okay, over a decade.
And any other guy that would have had that happen to him yesterday could have easily, and we would have understood that he says, you know, my family, I've got a young kid, I appreciate all the support and blah, 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 blah. I've gone and sail away into the distance. But he's like, no, he wanted to get up there and continue to make the speech.
He cares for the country and the people that much. He's really the people's president, honestly.
He is.
And he really is. That's the truth.
That's my president.
Yeah. And anybody can say that and know when they say it that he feels the same exact way, okay? They just automatically know. You know. I know. Everybody knows now, okay? He's a billionaire. He don't need your money. He doesn't need the fame.
Yep.
He's a star already. He's a celebrity on top of all that other stuff. He's a real estate mogul. He's a freaking golfer. He's a billionaire with a B.
I've always said, like, he could have honestly moved out to one of those secluded islands that really doesn't even have a country to it, and just lived his life, had things flown into him, and we would have never heard from him again, and he would have been just fine.
That's right.
But he decided not to do that.
That's right. Now, Joe Biden and the Biden campaign has said they did it, actually. They pulled the super crazy ads calling him going to ruin democracy. Oh, I'm sorry, a threat to democracy. And and Biden also said that the donors were pulling the ads regarding that. Because, I mean, first of all, but the day before, y'all, the night before, rather, Joe Biden was speaking. Joe Biden was speaking the night before, saying that Trump was like Hitler and a threat to democracy, and it's Trump's fault. And he also told donors that it was time to put Trump in the bullseye.
So wouldn't that seem like some rhetoric going on there?
That's the problem with all of this.
I mean, they, you know, oh, well, we can, and I agree with that statement. We can't be trying to assassinate people to, you know, do that. But your rhetoric, sir,
right,
is what can make cuckoo crazy people do things like this.
Right. And it's not just Biden. It's not just Biden with that rhetoric.
Right.
It's the Democrats, especially the liberal far left lunatics.
Yes. Y'all are the reason that this happened. So shouldn't be. I mean, you're not talking to me.
And when Democrats don't get their way, y'all, they can get dangerous with their words, okay?
Yeah.
They can. They might go on TV, and they might go on all these news stations for the next 2 months. You know, we can't be, you know, trying to assassinate anybody, blah, blah, blah. But
then it's turn around and say something like that. Though.
But their words are dangerous, especially when there's so many mentally crazed people in the country,
yes,
that are either not on their proper medication, or either they've been indoctrinated in their school system by the Democrats, or they're just simply schizophrenic or something like that, which yes. happens so many times, y'all. It happens so many times. So many witnesses, though, over at that shooting, saying that they were screaming at the top of their lungs to alert the police and the Secret Service of a freaking guy on a roof with a gun. Yeah. And they didn't do anything, y'all. Okay.
That's the part that I really want those questions answered. Like, what happened?
And this is not coming from a quote right-wing news media. We're talking about CBS here, and they're about as left-wing as you mm-hmm. get. But real people are telling the truth, y'all. Real people. People that were attending the rally with cell phones and also talking to reporters live without the lies. Live without the edits, the, you know.
Piece together.
Right.
What were you doing before the shooting happened, and then what did you see and hear?
I was just hanging, standing there like everybody else, waiting for Trump. And we, as Trump started, I noticed two officers that were looking for something or somebody. I was looking around myself and seeing a guy on top of one of the buildings go in between one building to the next, and went and told the officer that he was up there. And when I went back to my spot, I heard that people could still see the person from where they were standing. So I checked that out, and I went back to tell the officer that if he came over there, he could see them. And when I turned my back is when the shots started, and then it took me a second or two to figure out exactly what it was. And then it was just getting out of there and helping some other person out with her child, and we got out, and that was the end of that. And I went and left, and that was all.
It's just crazy they kept telling police officers and things like that, hey, there's a guy with a long gun, a rifle, an AR on a building over there. I mean, are you kidding me?
I mean, at least, and then the guy went and investigated it.
I just can't understand, y'all. It was a epic failure, in my opinion. I don't know on who.
But
I don't know
on
who.
It was an epic failure.
Yep. But look, most people have gone through a lot of emotions over this weekend, and, you know, including myself.
Yeah.
So it was a tough situation. It was a tough situation.
I mean, it just, it's like reality hits of what can happen. And it's just scary. I mean, it is scary. And I mean, I truly did. Like it shocked me again. Like I was saying, I was working and couldn't really look at stuff at the time. And it was just like so many thoughts going through my head. And, you know, especially, to be honest with you, I put myself more in the shoes of the, you know, attendee, because that would be me, you know, excited to go to a rally for something like that to happen. And it's you just go through so many things when something like that happens. And especially because of, you know, the time that we are in right now. And, you know, I mean, I was not here for like the JFK assassination, but I'm sure it's the same type of feeling that everybody had. It was just like, what in the world is going on? You know, kind of sure.
Well, I mean, I can't say that I'm old enough to know what happened on the JFK thing, but I do remember the attempted on Ronald Reagan. And of course, we didn't have the news media sources that we have now, so it's a lot different. But everything did stop, including school, class, everything. Because that's what respect is, y'all.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you made it to the President of the United States of America, that's only those people can say they ever did that in their whole entire life. Ain't that many of them.
Right.
I mean, the whole United States, which actually is the president, is the leader of the free world. I mean, you can argue that nowadays, but really, it is. That's how big of a deal it is to be the president of the entire United States of America.
Yes. So,
Nikki Haley did accept the RNC invitation despite her initial omission. But, you know, hey, whatever. Okay. I don't have to like Nikki Haley, but I do understand that everybody needs to become unified. I get that part. Yes. You know, I don't have to like everybody there, so whatever.
Right.
It is a free country, so. And she's not running anymore anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
That's right.
It doesn't matter at all. Doesn't. And it shouldn't.
No.
Now, if she tries some shenanigans over there, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's right. I don't see that happening. Because it's a wild situation when somebody is almost assassinated. Everybody's mind gets a little bit more serious. You know, all the name slinging and all the drama calms down a bit when somebody almost freaking dies. Because then they start looking in the mirror going, that could have been me.
Right.
Real fast. Exactly. Or that could have been my wife or my husband or my family member.
Right.
You know, that changes a lot, y'all. That's why high, hardcore rhetoric is super dangerous in the country that we're living in the political environment. It's very dangerous. You should call people out. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But you should not turn the rhetoric into violence.
Right.
So that's it.
And not a call to violence either. Mm-hmm. I mean, no.
So Carrie Lake said it best. She said, we're not a threat to democracy. We're not domestic terrorists. We're not far-right extremists. We're common sense, hard-working patriots who want to put America first, and we want to help bring, in capital letters, the country together.
Amen.
Okay, now if you don't agree with that, what's wrong with you? You need to look in the mirror. That you being the Democrat Party, okay, or any party,
right.
But the Democrat Party tends to be the ones that, you know, they just don't believe in that for some reason. They don't like us. They don't like America. Why are they still here? Go away. I don't get it. You know, if you hate everything so bad, y'all, there's a lot of other countries. It'll mm-hmm. take you right on in.
I was
in.
About to say, why are you here?
But you won't like it.
It's a free country. You can leave it if you want to.
Yeah. But I guarantee you, you'll be missing it. Oh, will you be homesick?
Oh, yeah. It won't take you long.
You will be so homesick when you reach a third world country with a real dictator. All right? With real. They will assassinate you.
Yes.
Okay? You won't be so... You'll be missing America at that time.
Yes.
Okay. The FBI does believe so far that the shooter acted alone. But like I said, long investigation ahead of us.
Yeah. It's going to take a little while. And we got to, you know, extrapolate some of these stories and, like, really make sure everything's correct. Because, I mean, people are there with their wild theories and, you know, you could be caught up into one. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But
we teach our people to do your own research. Exactly. Do your research.
Exactly. I mean, Donald Trump, y'all, impeached, arrested, convicted, felon, shot, still standing.
Still standing. He's Teflon. Don't forget it.
And don't be one of these sicko people like the Lincoln Project. Give me a break.
God.
It's so sad that they even use that name, Lincoln, man. That just makes my... You know, well, they're idiots. But the Lincoln Project co-founder a couple of years ago had said that, he's the founder of the project, by the way, the Lincoln Project. And they call themselves Republicans. That's a joke.
Yeah,
that they must put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Like...
Dude.
Really?
Why are you not in jail?
Exactly, because I tell you one thing. We scream, you know, the right to freedom of speech, as we should. But under that call, you cannot call to violence. Saying someone should have a bullet in their head, that's a call to violence. That is trying to stir up and get people to actually go physically harm or kill someone. You can't. That is against the law.
Yeah, of course it is. Well, it's supposed to be.
Some perimeters.
I mean, it's supposed to be against the law, but not everybody follows the law, obviously.
Yeah, right.
And that sucks.
Because it's only because they were talking about doing that to Trump.
Yep, that's right.
Yep, I can tell you if they were talking about Biden.
Oh, yeah, that guy would have been under the jail by now.
Gone.
under the jail. But it's so amazing. We were talking about this before the show, but those pictures and those replays, and Donald Trump turned his head exactly 0.3 seconds before the impact. All of that just blows your mind on how he narrowly escaped complete death. Okay?
I mean, that's the part that rolls through my head.
Less than a half of a second, y'all. Not a second, less than a half of a second. Good Lord. Here's the deal, though. Get our minds together and realize the RNC is this week, and the agenda hasn't changed. We want a common sense country that we can believe in. We want to have freedom of speech. We want to have everything that the Constitution says we should have. And we want to follow the law. We do not want all this lawless. We don't want violence. We want none of that, y'all.
No.
But we definitely want some freaking common sense.
Yes.
Get out, vote. Get registered to vote right now. Do not put it off. Right,
no.
Kim?
No.
Don't put it off.
Because, I mean, our hard work, your hard work would be in vain if you don't make sure that you can go vote.
Yeah, and know that Benny Thompson's not your only option if you're in that district. Vote RonEller.com. Also know that if you're an American citizen, Joe Biden or whoever takes his freaking place, it's going to be the same administration working in the background.
That's right.
Okay? The same bureaucrats that are unelected that are running your country. They're unelected. Remember that.
That's right. Because it's definitely not Joe Biden.
No, of course not. And it won't be Kamala Harris. It will be the exact same bureaucrats that run Joe Biden's campaign. The same people, y'all.
Exactly.
Nobody different. Two or three people might get fired out of 14,000. Right. You know, she has 14,000 people working for her.
How?
We're paying for that, y'all.
Exactly.
We're paying for that. That blows my mind every day.
That's blood boiling.
That in the city of Washington, D.C., there's 370,000 people working for the governor. Government. Excuse me, not the governor. The government.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
That's a whole city, y'all. And then they wonder why they hate Trump so much. But why? Because he wants to cut back on the BS. Okay, and they're scared. Thanks for joining us at the beginning of the week. Y'all have a fantastic week. We are unleashed, unapologetic, and we're on fire. And if you're scared, just say you're scared. My name is D.
And Kim.
1, 2, 3.
See ya.
Thank you all for tuning in. Hashtag unfiltered, hashtag unapologetic, America First Talk at its best, where we party the right way. See you next time, or else.